Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Welcome in. Time for Daily Editorial. It is the last day of May, May 31st. Hope you all had a good three-day weekend. I was busy. You probably don't think so because I wasn't on the blog very much, but I spent an awful lot of time putting together an organization here in my neighborhood of people who are going to volunteer willingly beginning probably just after the first of the year. Some people have commitments until the first of the year, being on various local boards, et cetera, but that fellow is willing to get involved head over heels starting as soon as he is off the board at the end of December. I have about 20 people who definitely want to be included as witnesses to, you know, check the polls, et cetera, but more important than that, a number of people are going to join me after one-on-one conversations in person that I've had with them in terms of becoming active in the Republican Party. I think, you know, rather than, what's the best way to put it? Rather than say that I'm complaining about everything, I now want to take the stance that I'm doing all that I can. I believed in the past that the podcast and the radio show, putting the words out, very important opinions and words out, and facts, I guess I should say, that Jimmy and I have been doing for quite some time was probably enough, but I've come to the conclusion that it is very, very definitely not enough. Jimmy, you're on. Let's talk about Canada and handguns.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, I will follow up. And again, I think your efforts to put people together is critical for the future of the nation. And again, it's really about common sense legislation and common sense control of our electoral system. So, you know, if we can't have proper identity, if we can't track, you know, IDs, if you can't track where the votes come from, if you can't do that, we're all in trouble. So it's really not a Republican or a Democrat issue, although the Democrats are clearly pushing for less control and less observation and massive voting at whatever level is possible. So I think, you know, I really applaud your efforts to do that. And I think people need to understand that our system is broken right now in some areas, and Washington State is one of those. As far as like the Canada and gun control, it was interesting. The Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda, I can't remember her last name, but she was visiting both the U.S. and Canada and a number of places over the last few weeks, trying to repair relationships. Members of the World Economic Forum young leaders groups, both Trudeau, the Canadian Prime Minister, and the New Zealand Prime Minister, and or at least, you know, connected with the WF. And guess what? New Zealand has taken away gun rights, basically taken complete control of guns based after an event a few years ago where there was a mass shooting at a school that was awful. Canada now, under Justin Trudeau, has announced regulations where he's going to restrict any handgun, no handgun sales, no handgun transfers, no control, and then ammunition control. And of course, at the same time, the Biden administration and Joe Biden this weekend, over Memorial Weekend, had outlined that you can take a 22 bullet out of someone's lungs, but you can't. But a 9mm bullet will blow out your lungs, and so clearly indicating he's pushing towards ammunition control, as well as pushing an agenda to take the Second Amendment rules. He made a comment as well, basically summarized that the Second Amendment is not complete, not total. That there must be controls and limits. Quite interesting as we see these moves from basically authoritarian personalities to take more control and take away any potential for people to stand up against it with, unfortunately, through more control, gun control.
Well, I want to say one thing. I'm sending this podcast out to my friends here in Semiamu. Those of you who have an interest in joining myself and to an extent a Jimmy in terms of becoming active so we can do more than simply bring visibility to the problems of voting, et cetera, but so that we can actually take action and make sure that what happened in the Mule movie doesn't happen, at least in our home area. Those of you, I beseech you, if you are willing to join us after the first of the year, please respond to the podcast that I'll be putting up. This specific podcast will be coming up. Anybody who I don't hear from, I assume, simply doesn't want to have an ad, doesn't want to put an effort in this thing, and I will simply stop sending you the podcasts. I'm telling you, it's time to quit complaining, and we have to start doing. And that's going to happen on January 1st of this year. Jimmy is going to be out here giving a keynote speech along with his wife, Laura, in August. If any of you have the time to get together with Jimmy and I during the month of August, once I announce the dates, and if Jimmy has time to get together with us, please count on it. We'll get together up at the club or any place that you all find to be convenient. Jimmy, I will stop interrupting. Not that what I have to say isn't critically important, because doing is so much more important than bitching over drinks. You got the mic, bud.
Yeah, no, once again, I agree. You know, people have to take action. You can sit back and complain all day long, and you can be fed up with the system, but just sitting back and doing nothing is not going to help it, because the people that are taking advantage, again, these authoritarian tendencies that really take, that put our Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, into a category of it's not not a firm thing that we need to work with, that this is flexible. That's how you erode the fundamentals of this nation, and we have to do things in order to push back against that. And, of course, one of the critical issues right now is the trust and faith in the justice system and law enforcement, and, of course, the DOJ and the FBI were very involved in influencing the outcome of the 2016 election and, of course, have not followed up after the 2020 election on potential problems with voter ID. But one key thing has happened just now, literally within the last 30 or 40 minutes or maybe an hour since we started taping this. The jury came in on the Michael Sussman trial in D.C. over his influence and attempt to lie to the FBI over providing false information to the FBI that started the investigation or was part of the investigation on Trump. He was found, Michael Sussman was found not guilty. And this is after the D.C. Obama-appointed judge allowed people on the jury that actually have conflicts of interest. One in particular stated that they would basically not support anything that had anything to do with Donald Trump and was against him. Another member of the jury is actually his daughter is on the same crew team as Michael Sussman. And that is a very interesting conflict of interest that would shape a family member's decision on this individual. They should have been disqualified from the jury panel.
And they now have been, correct?
Pardon me?
And they now have been eliminated, is that correct?
No, they were allowed to stay on the jury, and the jury just found Sussman not guilty.
Isn't that interesting? Jimmy, I want to cut it here.
There are other things. Hold on, let me just follow up with that.
I just want to keep it short, Jim.
Sure, but I need to follow up on this. So the judge also forced out of any evidence any connection to the DNC and the Clinton campaign of direct emails that showed their influence over paying him in order to send this information to the FBI in order to start a political witch hunt. So those... I'm curious if the Durham investigation will appeal this verdict. Typically, when a jury when a jury is tainted, there may be justification. However, it's going to be hard to retry this. And basically, it undermines the government's case and potentially shows that once again, we've got a corrupt system in D.C. that protects individuals on the left that goes after people on the right, like General Michael Flynn, as well as the sitting president of the United States, Donald Trump, and others. So people have to gain back trust in the system. And right now, what we've seen is a failure of the system. And of course, you'll see a lot of punditry back and forth on the right and left, but there was a lot of evidence of what Michael Sussman had did.
Absolutely a total failure on the system at this point in time. Jimmy, if you'd like to elaborate on this more, I want to keep this down here to 11 minutes or less because I don't want to lose any of our listeners here in semi-ammo. I want to make sure that now you understand what McKinney-Corlin is up to, that you'll take a part of it and help out. We cannot let this go on in our country, and we have to do much more than complain.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.